Blog Talk Radio.
No weapon formed against me shall prosper. It won't work. No weapon formed against me shall prosper.
There just ain't one.
And it won't.
There just ain't one. Thank you, Jesus. Glory, 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 glory to his name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. I'm truly honored in the name of Jesus to be before you on today. Yes, Lord. This is a good day. I will rejoice. I said I will rejoice and be glad in it. God has brought me a mighty long way, and I truly give God praise. I truly give God glory and honor for the victory in Jesus. Come on, somebody. I thank God. This is a wonderful and glorious day in history, in fact. Not only so, but once again, let me acknowledge you woke up this morning. Huh? Come on, somebody. You woke up this morning. Today you are placing your pen into history on today, because you made and you witnessed a glorious occasion. First and foremost, let's give honor and praise to God, who is the ultimate creator and the ruler, whom I choose to bow down in faith and belief that Jesus Christ is the only begotten, truly accepting him in my heart, my soul, and with all my strength. I give God glory on today, who's delivered me from drugs and alcohol. Hallelujah and glory to God. I thank him for forgiving me of my sins. I thank him for cleansing me of my unrighteousness. Even when I have those negative thoughts of going down, doing a little filth flying. Come on, somebody know what I'm talking about. I'm able to turn to the heels, which cometh my help. For my help cometh from the Lord. Hallelujah. And I thank him for allowing me to be alive on today. Praise God, those suffering with multiple sclerosis for 15, close to 20 years, having opportunity or situations where I couldn't walk, couldn't talk, couldn't feed myself, was incontinent, and had opportunities to do things that I was able to do before. I couldn't run, I couldn't jump, I couldn't do anything. The multiple sclerosis had taken my toll. But yet and still, but God, he brought me through to allow me to come back, and gradually I began to put one foot in front of the other to a point where I'm able to walk, talk, and do what I was able to. Not as fast or as good, but thank God I'm still able to do for myself in that regard. I thank God for today. We want to give all honor and praise to God in the name of Jesus for my wife, Lady Diane Shaw. I truly want to thank God for her. She's very instrumental in the advancement of the ministry here at David and Diane Ministry and Friends. I also acknowledge the fact that she works diligently with elderly. My mother-in-law is 97, just turned 97 a few days ago, and then my sister-in-law turned 78. Needless to say, they both are bedridden. Both have had heart issues, and basically, they're elderly and they needed help 24/7. My wife has been there diligently doing so for quite some time, mainly by herself, but yet we're working on trying to get some help. And we thank God for what he's allowing to happen on today. We have someone who's able to help her. We have to ease that pain and that pressure that she goes through with dealing with what it is that she deals with. But we thank you for your prayers and your support here at the ministerial staff and the ministry that we have here at Monument of Hope and Deliverance and Dave and Diane Ministry and Friends. God bless you. We want to thank God in the name of Jesus for all those that are listening by way of YouTube, Skype, Blog Talk, Twitter, even into our archives. God bless you, 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 and you in the name of Jesus. I do want to acknowledge a gentleman by the name of Minister Andrew Orlando out of Los Angeles, California. This brother had come a long way, y'all. I'll just understand he's come a long way. And many of you out there don't want to share your testimony, don't want to share your things in the closet. But this brother, he was able to release himself and allow God to be able to deliver him from situations out of his life that were hindering him. And I thank God for his commitment and loyalty to the ministry as he has, for he comes on every Monday, praise God, evening, amen, to bring a word of encouragement. Praise God, we want to pray for him and his family. God has blessed him to be clean and sober for quite some time now. And praise God, we thank him for a wife and thanking him for having a healthy baby girl, praise God, and how effective he is in delivering his word as he has in truth of the word of God. We thank God for him, and we ask that he continues to bless him and his family in Jesus' name. We also want to acknowledge Eddie Shaw. Eddie Shaw is in a nursing home, buddy. We thank God for him, for how he's gone through his heart issues, that we pray diligently for him. He's gone through his surgery that he had associated with his heart and his rhythmic situation with his beating of his heart. Basically, we thank you for blessing him with the prayers and carrying him through his surgery. God bless him. Amen. And we pray also for my son, Julian. Julian's birthday today. Praise God. Julian's birthday, April 21st. Amen. And we thank God for him to be able to be healthy and alive on today. Man, thank you for all your support and your blessings upon that as well. Once again, I know the David Ambrose Shaw, David and Diane Ministry and Friends, and we continue forth with the reading of the Word of God. Amen. That Word of God has chapter 26 is where we're at. But I also want to go and without any further ado, want to acknowledge that the verdict associated with the gentleman who got killed, Floyd, by the officer, the murder situation that happened. There was a conviction in regards to that. That was a great day for America for this conviction because it's something that's associated with that inappropriate actions and inability to handle the law appropriately. How they used to do back during the time of Emmett Till, as the gentleman mentioned, his brother. And we just thank God for what transpired. We pray for the officer and his journey that he's in the process of going through. We want to continue to pray for him as well as the family and those that have lost their lives also. Let's take a moment of silence for these that have lost their lives. Amen. And it's truly a blessing to be able to acknowledge the situation that transpired, and we ask God to continue to bless those that are families that have lost loved ones, and even those even now in this current situation with the COVID. We pray for families that have lost individuals who have met their demise, and we ask that you continue to bless them and help them as well. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you on today to once again say thank you. Thank you for the blessings in which you bestowed upon us, giving us a chance to acknowledge you as being a Lord of Lords and King of Kings, and give you the praise that you deserve as we continue to serve you and worship you with all our mind, heart, soul, and strength. We pray in the name of Jesus, Lord God, as we recognize in Isaiah 53 that those who are sick, praise God, we recognize scripture in Isaiah 53 that he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of peace was upon him, and by his stripes you are healed. And we speak that, believe that, and receive that in Jesus' name. We thank you already for what you've done, what you're doing, and what you, yes, have done, but yet has come to pass. We thank you in advance. Once again, we give you praise, honor, and glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Once again, praise God, praise God, praise God. I'm Elder David Ambrose Shaw, David and Diane Ministry and Friends, and we continue forth with the reading of the Word of God coming out of the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 26. Let us read. And it shall be, when thou art come in unto the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee for an inheritance, and possessest it, and dwelleth therein, that thou shalt take of the first of all of the first of the land, which thou shalt bring of thy land, and the Lord thy God giveth thee, and shalt put it in the basket, and shall go into the place which the Lord thy God shall choose to place his name there. And thou shalt go into the priest, and shall be in those days, and say unto him, I profess this day unto the Lord thy God, unto the country which the Lord swore unto our fathers for to give us. And the priest shall take the basket out of thy hand, and set it down before the altar of the Lord thy God. And thou shalt speak and say before the Lord thy God, an Assyrian ready to perish was my father. And he went down into Egypt and sojourned there with a few and became there a nation, great, mighty, and populous. And the Egyptians evil entreated us and afflicted us and laid upon us hard bondage. And when we cried unto the Lord God of our fathers, the Lord heard our voice and looked on our affliction and our labor and our oppression. And the Lord brought us forth out of Egypt with a mighty hand and with an outstretched arm and with a great troubleness and with signs and with wonders. And he hath brought us into this place, and hath given us this land, even a land that floweth with milk and honey. And now, before I have brought the first fruits of the land, which thou, O Lord, hast given me, and thou shalt eat it before the Lord thy God, and worship before the Lord thy God. And thou shalt rejoice in every good thing which the Lord thy God hath given unto thee and unto thine house, thou and the Levite and the stranger that is among you. When thou hast made an end of tithing all the tithe of thine increase, and third year, which is the year of tithing, and have given it unto the Levite, the stranger, the fatherless, and the widow, that thou may eat within thy gates and be filled. Then thou shalt say before the Lord thy God, I have brought away a hollow thing out of mine house, and also have given them unto the Levite, and unto the stranger, and to the fatherless, and to the widow, according to all thy commandments which thou hast commanded me. I have not transgressed thy commandments, neither have I forgotten them. I have not eaten thereof in my mourning, neither have I taken away my heart thereof for any unclean use, nor given thought thereof for the dead. But I have hearkened to the voice of the Lord my God, and have done according to all that thou hast commanded me. Look down from the holy habitation from heaven, and bless thy people Israel in the land which thou hast given us, as thou swearest unto our fathers, a land that floweth with milk and honey. This day the Lord thy God hath commanded thee to do these statutes and judgments. Thou shalt therefore keep and do them with all thine heart and with all thine soul. Thou hast avenged the Lord this day to be thy God, and to walk in his way, and to keep his statutes, as his commandments, and his judgments, and to hearken unto his voice. And the Lord has advanced me this day to do his particular people as he has promised me, and that thou shouldest keep all his commandments, and to make thee high above all nations which he hath made, in praise, and in mean, and in honor, and that thou mayest be a holy people unto the Lord thy God, as he hath spoken. Chapter 27. As Moses with the elders of Israel commanded, the people sing, keep all the commandments which I command you this day. Shall be on the day when you shall pass over Jordan unto the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee, that thou shalt set thee up great stones and plaster them with plaster, and thou shalt write upon them all the words of this law, when thou art passed over, that thou mayest go in unto the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee, a land that floweth with milk and honey, as the Lord God of thy fathers hath promised thee. Therefore, it shall be when you've gone down over Jordan that ye shall set up these stones, which I command you this day, on Mount Ebal, and thou shalt plaster them with plaster, and thou shalt build an altar unto the Lord thy God, an altar of stone. Thou shalt not lift up any iron tool upon them. Thou shalt build an altar of the Lord thy God of a whole stone, and thou shalt offer burnt offerings thereon unto the Lord thy God. And thou shalt offer peace offerings, and shalt eat there, and rejoice before the Lord thy God. And thou shalt write upon the stones all the words of these law very plainly. And Moses and the priests and the Levites spake unto all Israel, saying, take heed and hearken, O Israel. This day thou art become the people of the Lord thy God. Thou shalt therefore obey the voice of the Lord thy God, and do his commandments and his statutes, which I command you this day. And Moses charged the people the same saying, this shall stand upon Mount Gerizim to bless the people. And when ye are come over Jordan, Simon and Levi and Judah and Issachar and Joseph and Benjamin, and these shall stand upon Mount Ebal to curse Reuben, Gad, and Asher, and Zebulun, Dan, and Naphtali. And the Levites shall speak, saying unto all the men of Israel with the loud voice, cursed be the man that maketh any graven or molten image, an abomination unto the Lord, the works of the hands of the craftsmen, and putteth it in the secret place. And all the people shall answer and say, amen. Cursed be he that setteth light by the father or his mother. And all the people shall say, amen. Cursed be he that removeth his neighbor's landmark. And all the people shall say, amen. Cursed be he that maketh the blind to wander out of the way. And all the people say, amen. Cursed be he that perverteth the judgment of the stranger, fatherless, and widow. And all the people shall say, amen. Cursed be he that lieth with his father's wife, because he uncovereth his father's skirt. And all the people say, amen. Cursed be he that lieth with any manner of beast. Who shall say, amen. Cursed be he that lieth with his sister, the daughter of his mother, father. Amen. Cursed be he that lieth with his mother-in-law, and all the people shall say, amen. Cursed be he that smiteth his neighbor secretly, and all the people shall say, amen. Cursed be he that confirmeth not all the words of this law. Do them. And all the people shall say, amen. Chapter 28. And it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and to do all his commandments which I commanded thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all nations of the earth, and all these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee, if thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God. Blessed shalt thou be in the city, and blessed shalt thou be in the field. Blessed shall be the fruit of thy body, and the fruit of thy ground, and the fruit of thy cattle, the increase of thy kin, and the flocks of thy sheep. Blessed shall be thy basket and thy store. And blessed shalt thou be when thou goest out. The Lord shall cause thine enemies to rise up against thee, to be smitten before thy face. They shall come out against thee one way, and flee before thee seven ways. The Lord shall command the blessing upon thee in thine storehouses, and in all that thou set thine hand upon. And he shall bless thee in the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. The Lord shall establish thee a holy people unto himself, as he hath sworn unto thee. If thou shalt keep the commandments of the Lord thy God and walk in his ways. And all people of the earth shall say that thou art called by the name of the Lord. And thou shalt be afraid of thee. And the Lord shall make thee plenteous in goods, in the fruit of thy body, and in the fruit of thy cattle, and in the fruit of thy ground, in the land which the Lord swore unto the fathers to give thee. The Lord shall open unto thee his good treasure, the heaven, to give thee rain unto thy land in these seasons. and to bless all the work of thy hand, and thou shalt lend unto many nations, and thou shalt not borrow. And the Lord shall make thee a head and not the tail. And thou shalt be above, and thou shalt not be beneath. And thou shalt hearken unto the commandment of the Lord thy God, which I command thee this day to observe and to do them. And thou shalt not go aside from any of thy words which I command thee this day, to the right hand or to the left hand, to go after gods to serve them. But it come pass, if thou wilt not hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe, to do all his commandments and his statutes which I command thee this day, that all these curses shall come upon thee and overtake thee. Cursed shall thou be in the city, and cursed shall thou be in the field. Cursed shall thou be thy baskets and thy store. Cursed shall be the fruit of thy body and the fruit of thy land, and increased in thy can and the flocks of thy sheep. Cursed shall thou be when thou comest in, and cursed shall thou be when thou goest out. The Lord shall send upon thee cursings, vexations, and rebuke, that all that thou settest thy hand upon, for quickly, until thou be destroyed, and until thou perish quickly, because of the wickedness of thy doings, whereby thou hast forsaken me. The Lord shall make the pestilence cleave unto thee until he hath consumed thee from off the land, whether thou goest to possess it. The Lord shall smite thee with the consumption and extreme burning, and with the sword, and with the blasting, and with mildew, and with they shall pursue thee until thy perish. And they, thy heaven that is over thy head, shall be brass, and the earth that is under thee shall be iron. The Lord shall make the rain in thy land powder and dust. From heaven it shall come down upon thee until thou be destroyed. The Lord shall cause thee to be smitten before thine enemies. Thou shalt go out one way against them, and flee seven ways before them, and shalt be removed into all the kingdoms of the earth. And thou carcass shall be meat unto the fowls of the air, and unto the beasts of the earth, and no man shall fray them away. The Lord will smite thee with the botch of Egypt, and with the emerald, and with the scab, and with the itch, whereof thou canst not be healed. The Lord shall smite thee with madness, and blindness, and astonishment of heart. And thou shalt grope newly, as the blind gropeth in darkness. And thou shalt not prosper in thy ways. And thou shalt be only oppressed and spoiled evermore. And no man shall save thee. Thou shalt betroth a wife, and another man shall lie with her. Thou shalt build a house, and thou shalt not dwell therein. Thou shalt plant a vineyard, and shalt not gather the grapes thereof. Ox shall be slain before thine eyes, and thou shalt not eat there. Thine ass shall be violently taken away from before thy face, and shall not be restored to thee. Thy sheep shall be given unto thine enemy, and thou shalt have none to rescue thee. Thy sons and thy daughters shall be given unto another people, and thine eyes shall look and fail with longing for them all the day long, and there shall be no might in thine eye. The fruit of thy land and thy labors shall be nations which thou knowest not eat of. And thou shalt be only oppressed and cursed always, so that thou shalt be mad for the sight of thine eyes, which thou shalt see. The Lord shall smite thee in the knees and in the legs with a sore botched that cannot be healed, from the sole of thy feet unto the top of thine head. The Lord shall bring thee and thy king which thou shalt set over thee unto the nation which neither shall thou nor thy fathers have known. And there shalt thou serve other gods, wood and stone. And thou shalt become an astonishment, a proverb, and a byword among all nations whither the Lord shall lead thee. Thou shalt carry much seed out of the land, and shalt gather but little in. For the locust shall consume it. Thou shalt plant vineyards and dress them, but shalt neither drink of the wine, nor gather the grapes for the worms shall eat them. Thou shalt be got, so the daughters, but thou shalt not enjoy them, for they shall go into captivity. All thy trees and fruit of thy land shall the locust consumed, and a stranger that is within thee shall get up above thee very high, and thou shalt come down very low. He shall lend to thee, and thou shalt not lend to him. He shall be the head, and thou shalt be the tail. Moreover, all these curses shall be upon thee, and shall pursue thee, and overtake thee, till thou be destroyed, because thou hearkenest not unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to keep his commandment and his statutes which he commanded thee. And they shall be upon thee for a sign and for a wonder, and upon thee thy seed forever, because thou servest not the Lord thy God with joyfulness and with gladness of heart for the abundance of all things. Therefore shalt thou serve thine enemies, which the Lord shall sin against thee in hunger and in thirst and in nakedness and in what want of all things, and he shall put a yoke of iron upon thy neck until he have destroyed thee. The Lord shall bring a nation against thee from far, from the end of the earth, as swift as the eagle flight, a nation whose tongue thou shalt not understand, a nation of fierce continence, which shall not regard the person of the old, nor shall favor to the young. And he shall eat the fruit of thy cattle in thy land until thou be destroyed, which also shall not leave thee either corn, wine, or oil, or the increase of thy kin, or flocks, or thy sheep, until he have destroyed thee. And he shall besiege thee in all thy gates until thy high and fenced walls come down, wherein thou trustest throughout all thy land. And he shall besiege thee in all thy gates throughout all thy land, which the Lord thy God hath given thee. And thou shalt eat the fruit of thy own body, the flesh of thy sons and of thy daughters, which the Lord thy God hath given thee, and the seed, and in the straitness wherewith thine enemies shall distress thee, so that the man that is tender among you and the very delicate, his eyes shall be evil before his brother and toward the wife of his bosom and toward the remnant of his children, which he shall leave, so that he may not give to any of them of the flesh of his children whom he shall eat, because he has nothing left him in the siege and in the straitness wherewith thy enemy shall distress thee and all thy gates. The tender and delicate woman among you would not adventure to set the sole of her foot upon the ground for delicateness and tenderness. Her eyes shall be evil toward the husband of her bosom, and toward her son, and toward her daughter, and toward her young one that cometh out from beneath or between her feet, and toward her children which she shall bear. But she shall eat them for what of all things secretly in the siege of the straitness, wherewith thy enemies shall distress thee in thy gates. Thou wilt not observe to do all the words of this law that are written in this book, that thou mayest fear this glorious and fearful name, the Lord thy God. And the Lord will make thee plagues wonderful, and plagues of the seed, given meat plagues, and of long continence, and sore sickness, and of long continence. Moreover, he will bring upon thee all the diseases of Egypt, which thou mayest afraid of, thou, that they shall cleave unto thee. Also every sickness and every plague which is not written in the book of this law, then will the Lord bring upon thee, upon thou, and he shall be left few in number, whereas ye were as the stars of heaven for multitude, which thou wouldest not obey the voice of the Lord thy God. And it shall come to pass that as the Lord rejoice over you to do you good and to multiply you, so the Lord will rejoice over you to destroy you and to bring you to naught. And you shall be plucked from off the land whither thou goest to possess it. And the Lord shall scatter thee among all people, from the one end of the earth even unto the other. And thou shalt serve other gods, which neither thou nor thy fathers have known, even wood and stone. And among these nations shalt thou find no ease, neither shall the sole of thy foot have rest. But the Lord, I shall give thee their trembling heart and failing of eyes and sorrow of mind. And they shall hang in doubt before thee, and thou shalt fear day and night, and shalt have none assurance of thy life. In the morning thou shalt say, God, would God it were even. And at evening thou shalt say, would God it were morning. Of thine heart wherewith thou shalt fear. And for the sight of thine eyes which thou shalt see, and the Lord shall bring thee into Egypt again. With ships by the way whereof I speak unto thee, thou shalt see it no more. Again, and thou shalt be sold unto your enemies for bondmen and bondwomen, and no man shall buy you. Amen. We've come to the conclusion of the reading of our book of Deuteronomy on today. We truly want to thank you for joining us. Give God praise, honor, and glory for all of what he's done and what he's doing and what he's allowed to take place on today. Thank you for joining us. This has been an incredible reading in the book of Deuteronomy on this evening. We continue forth, praise God, with the reading of chapter 29 on tomorrow. And we ask that you continue to join us. For the Word of God is true. The Word of God is real. And it's still on the throne. God is an awesome God. He's brought me a mighty long way. And once again, as I mentioned so often in the past, that if loving the Lord is wrong, I don't want to be right. I love my right. I love my wife. And I love my life in Jesus. Be blessed.
Never would have made it. Never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all. But now I see how you were there for me, and I can say, never would have made it. Never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all. But now I see how you were there for me, and I can say, I'm stronger, I'm wiser, I'm better, much better. When I look back,